DC's R&B station is no doubt Magic 102.3, the DC girl, April Watts. And I have been telling you that I was going to have just a historic figure in R&B in the studio with me. And joining me right now is my man, KC of KC and JoJo. How you doing?
You better be careful how you say I'm your man now. How you doing, baby?
I don't want to get beat up, so nah, maybe I should retract that statement.
You don't have to worry about that. Mama at home.
All right. Well, tell mama I said hey, too.
I sure will.
It's a pleasure to have you here. But where in the world is JoJo? Tell him I'm mad at him.
Well, JoJo missed his flight today. Him and my security, they missed their flight today. You know, I live in North Carolina, Charlotte. That's where we're from. And I've been living back there for the past 8 years, and JoJo still lives in L.A. So they missed their flight. I'm not going to lie. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. But he will be here today.
Okay. Well, tell him after 20 years of being in this business, he should have it together by now.
Nah, baby.
I wanted to see his face.
Baby, you talking about jealousy.
Okay, man. So let's get into it. You have a new album that's coming out. It's your first U.S. release in over 10 years, right?
Over 10 years, right. It's called My Brother's Keeper.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about it.
It's just an album that we are so happy that we're still around, because you never, I mean, it's rarely that you see artists. We done been in this game for 20 years now, 20 and some change. And we are so blessed, and we want to thank all our family, friends, and fans, you know, that still want to hear us make music. So it's been almost 20-something years now, and y'all still accepting us. We love y'all, and please, and we want to tell y'all we are so sorry that it took us this long.
That's right. We
and
love you
record,
right back.
Jodeci is still together.
Jodeci is still together.
Family
okay,
that prays
let's
together
talk about
stays
that.
Together.
All right, so the family that prays together stays together. But what about some music? Because I love you and JoJo, and I do believe that as a group, you and JoJo have done things that maybe Jodeci couldn't do as far as the crossover factor.
Right.
But people who grew up on Jodeci, you know, the big shorts, the Timberland boots, all that stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
We miss some of that music also. So is there any possibility of a musical reunion between Jodeci?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We have over 100 songs in our vault. You know what I'm saying? It's like we do music every day. We talk every day, and we see each other, you know, most of the time. But it's like we're still together, like I'm saying. Jodeci is never going nowhere, because if it wasn't for our fans, I keep on saying that, you know, we can't leave y'all like that. You're just not going to, like, drop in, throw in the towel. You know, we got to give y'all some more, and it's coming.
All right. You better not leave us, because we'll come find you. We'll come to Charlotte. We'll come to L.A., and
we will get you. You got me here.
The voice that you're listening to, I know you know it already. It's KC of KC and JoJo fame of Jodeci fame, and he is here in the studio to talk about their new CD. It's called My Brother's Keeper, slated for release September 30th, right?
There you go.
All right, the new single, Knock It Off, is hot.
You better knock it off.
It sounds like old Jodeci. Tell me, what's the concept behind the single?
The concept is like this. Okay, I'm saying I could put this in a clean way.
You can be dirty. We got bleeps.
I can't be. It's like this. The song is about, okay, you know you want to get with me, but you're playing me. So come on, knock it off. Come on, let's go do what we got to do.
Stop basically playing, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, KC, it is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you,
but
girl,
I got to pay some bills right now. So do you think you can stick around with me?
I'm here all day, baby.
All right, it's April and my man,
KC,
on DC's R&B station, Magic 102.3.
And you do know that.
DC's R&B station is Magic 102.3. The DC girl, April Watts, back with my man, KC.
Yeah, baby.
Here to talk about his new CD, My Brother's Keeper, with his brother, JoJo, of course, as well as the single, Knock It Off. Okay, so we just heard the single.
Okay.
It's really, really hot.
Tell me,
what is your goal for this album? Of course, every artist is an artist, so you want to do what you do. And of course, you got to make a living. You want to make some money.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But besides that, what do you hope to accomplish with this album?
Number one, we just want to let people know that I know all the struggles that we have went through, and we don't hear the rumors. We read everything. You know, we did a reality show, Come Clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we let people know that we let people know the mistakes that we have made in our career and our lives personally. Mm-hmm. And we just want to let people know, don't only God can judge us, mm-hmm. you know, and we're still here. And this CD right here is so special and so important to me and my brother. Like I just said, you know, just let people know we're still here. We're not going to give up on y'all. And y'all, please don't give up on us. We're still here.
Well, we're definitely not going
to
do that.
And whoever's trying to say we ain't got no more, you better knock it off.
Knock it off, babe. Now, I want to touch back on you being on the show Come Clean. First of all, that was very courageous to do something
thank
like that because you
thank
exposed
you.
And shared some very personal battles and some
intimate
personal
moments.
Struggles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of the drug use, I have to ask you
hold,
this.
Let's clear that right now. Let's clear that right
okay.
now. It was never no drug use.
It was alcohol.
It wasn't even just the alcohol. Now, you got to think. You got four young men mm-hmm. from North Carolina. They already call us country boys anyway. Mm-hmm. You got four young men in their teens. Because mm-hmm. I'm 44 now. My birthday was just last week.
All right. 44. Happy birthday, boo. So,
thank you. But anyway, sing it to me then. Nah, I ain't going to let you do that. But anyway, it's like, you know, when we got into this show business, we were young. And you know, I hope to be young all my life. But we had to go through some changes, all the money, all the women, all the cars, all the home, all the fame, mm-hmm. and that really got to us, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So we made mistakes, and do I regret them? No, because it made me the man that I am right now. But I can say I'm a proud father
all right.
and a proud grandfather. So that's why we came clean on that show, because our kids got to watch us, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because they got to go to school. So your dad ain't nothing but a party animal or a drunk or, you know, like you said, a drug addict. Definitely not that. We definitely know cocaine.
Check me, straighten me out, tell it. Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong now. We did some weed. But it wasn't like to the point that it took us away from my element, you know, what we got to do in our career. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed us so much. And it's like I tell everybody, God has a fence around us that can't nobody come through, you know, but mm-hmm. him. So by the grace of God, we are still here today, and I'm a loving father and a loving grandfather. So we cool.
All right.
So knock it off.
Sounds good to me. What advice would you give to somebody that's just trying to break into the business that may be from down south, from like North Carolina or from a small Midwest town? What advice and what warning would you give to them to stay on the straight and narrow in this industry and not get turned out?
You just said it. Stay on the straight and narrow. Keep God first. Always pray. Mm-hmm. And if you pray, don't worry. If you worry, don't pray. And always, as a countryman, I always say this. Keep your grass cut. I'm talking about the music business now. Keep your grass cut. Because the grass is the music business or the entertainment, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Keep your grass cut. And the reason why I say this is because you can see all the snakes.
I knew you were going to say that. My people from Roanoke, Virginia, so
there
I got
go.
A little bit of country up in me,
there
too.
There you go. There
now,
you go.
How have you changed?
And keep eating chitlins.
How have you changed as both an artist and a person since you first broke into the business in the early 90s?
Well, you're talking about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has changed for me. Number one, children. You know, my children.
They're
changed. That really changed me. And this experience of being an entertainer, or quote unquote, being a celebrity, being a star. But one thing that keep me grounded is, personally, I mean, everybody said, man, you're a star. You're a star. I'm not a star. You could touch me. You can't touch the stars.
I like that. And I hate to have to let you go, but I'm going to ask you to give a personal message to your fans. This is not about you and me right now. This is about your direct message that you want to give to your fans about your journey, about your new CD,
right.
and all that good stuff. It's on you.
First of all, I want to say is thanks to all our friends. We hate to say fans. You're a friend of me. I want to thank y'all for supporting us for 20 and some change. I want to say that it's not easy out here, y'all. It's not easy being KC. It's not easy being JoJo. It's not easy being Dalvin or Devonta. It's not easy being Josie, period. But we keep God first. And if y'all do that, if everybody do that, no matter what you're doing, it'll be a better world. And trust me, y'all, we love y'all. We're not going to leave you because God blessed us with this blessing. So we're going to bless y'all. with a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, I love you so much. Good to see you back, man.
I'm not perfect.
Neither are we. Truth be told, neither are we.
So knock it off.
Knock it off. That's the single. You heard him. Much love and success to my man, KC, and KC and JoJo and Jodeci, just everybody, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, baby.
Can you do me one favor?
Hey, can you go cut that one time?
She's still in here.
Album in store September 30th.
Okay. All right.
Now let her say it.
I'm going to say it.
You in the interview. I need Negro. I'm telling
you. Well, talk to her.
I'm telling you.
I'll do it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And one more thing is our representatives demanded me to say that I will be in stores September 30th with KC and JoJo and my brother's Keeper. We love you.
This is a real radio right here. All right, I need one more favor from you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to do a drop for me. No, I call myself the DC girl, so just say I'm rocking with the DC girl, April Watts on Magic 102.3, or you could say it's the freaking weekend with the DC girl, April Watts on Magic
102.3. You got one more thing, too. You do have a video. Did you not spend some money on Knock It Off? Did you talk about it? Did you say anything about it? Did you say hi about it? Say something smart. Say, go ahead.
Is it recording now?
Go ahead.
New video, Knock It Off, KC and JoJo, and my brother's Keeper. It's on. What is on?
It's online, right?
Online. Vivo.
Vivo online.
I got you. You already know. You already know I got you.
Am I getting cut off of this? Am I getting the money off this? Negro,
can you do the drop for me real
yes,
quick?
Yes, I can, please.
We got 1 minute.
All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's the freaking weekend with DC Girl. No, let me do that over.
Like, say, hey, this
yo,
is
yo, what's
KC.
Up, y'all? This is KC Haiti from KC and JoJo and JoJo. Check this out here. Yo, it's the freaking weekend with the DC Girl, April Watts, on Magic 102.3. Love you, girl. Peace.
Thank you. Can you do it one more time? Because I was talking over you. I'm sorry. He like, y'all working me.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Hold on, one more time. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is KC Haley from Jodeci, KC and JoJo. Check this out here. It's the freaking weekend with the DC girl, April Watts, on Magic 102.3. What's up, girl? Love ya.
Thank you.